Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this certainly proves true, the saying, where two or three are gathered together. And we have more than two or three, but thank you for coming out on this Christmas morning. No matter whether we're a large group or a small group, we're always a good group. So we're really happy to have everyone here this morning. And I hope that your Christmas Eve was wonderful and that you're already having a blessed Christmas morning. I do want to mention there's really no announcements to do. The office is going to be closed on Thursday, and I assume no work group, right, Chair?
Doesn't matter one way or the other. We'll talk about it.
Okay. The guys will decide.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do want to ask you to bear with me. I'll do the best of that I can. But this morning we're going to share scripture. We're going to be starting with Genesis and working our way through and hymns that obviously go with the scripture. And I really appreciate that you're taking the time to come out. I think it's a blessed way to begin our Christmas morning. So as we say in the bulletin, he touched us and is touching us. He taught us to love one another. So may you feel God's presence in this hour, and may his love touch you as we worship him today and each day in the coming year. I do also want to note that we're going to serve communion a little differently due to our smaller number. So we will ask you to come forward at the time of communion, and you can just come forward and get the bread and the juice. And also, if you have an offering that you brought today, we have the offertory plate on the pew, front pew, and you may drop that in there. So, thought we'd make it simple this morning. Okay, so other than, I don't know if we're going to take time for the ritual friendship. If you have time, then let's begin with our processional hymn, Good Christian Friends Rejoice, and we'll be singing verses 1 and 2. Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let us come before God with our ears tuned to hear that Word, our hearts receptive to receiving that Word, and our wills ready to do that Word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Please bow for the invocation, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Lord, you know that we are bombarded daily with words, words from our TV sets and radios, words from our cell phones, words from our spouses and children and fellow co-workers. And we thank you for this marvelous gift of communication. But on this day in which we celebrate the eternal Word made flesh, we open the ears of our souls and minds to hear the words of life that you have to share with us. It is in your name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
As it was in
seated. If you would like to follow along, the page number of the scripture that I'll be reading for the Pew Bible is listed in there. So if you'd like to follow along, that's listed there for you. We're going to be doing a series of lessons and hymns, and of course we'll be doing our anthem and our communion. So it's pretty simple. We'll just follow along with that. First lesson is in Genesis 3. Be reading verses 8 to 22, and that's found on page 3 in your Pew Bible. This is in which we hear the fall of men and women in the exile from paradise. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid himself from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made garments of skins for the man and for his wife, and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." The word of the Lord. Our anthem opening hymn is "O Come, Long Expected Jesus." We'll be singing 125, verses 1 and 2. Second lesson is found in Isaiah chapter 9. We'll be reading verses 2 and then 6 to 7, and that's found on page 638 in the Old Testament. This is addressing where the people chosen by God had wandered in exile so long that they had become literally lost, and God's prophet promises them that someone will come to deliver them. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord will do this. Our hymn of hope, I Wonder as I Wander, number 161. Our third lesson continues in Isaiah. We'll be reading chapter 11, 1 to 9. And here we learn that the promise of one of David's descendants is still alive, and he will restore the paradise that was lost when the enemies lie down together. A shoot should come out from the rock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The lion shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Our hymn of faith will be Christians All, Your Lord is Coming, number 136, verses 1 and 2. Thank you. Our fourth lesson is found in Matthew chapter 1. We'll be reading verses 18 to 25, and that's found on page 1. This is talking about the birth of the long-awaited Messiah, and it is announced to an unsuspecting people. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from the dream, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesse. I'm going to impose on Madison and Sierra. Girls, would you mind coming down and you could just do the offertory plate for me, please? Our offertory sentence this morning: as we give these offerings and as we stand at the threshold of another new year, we're reminded that all work is holy and that all our possessions are a sacred trust. Girls, there's one right here. Yeah, I have something in that one. Thank you. Just if you would each take one side. Thank you. Since they're here, we should let them do something.
Present ourselves, our time and talents, our anger and our gifts, because all that we have and all that we are belonging to you. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you, girls. Thank you for being a part of it. Our fifth lesson we will read in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and that's found on page 58 in the New Testament portion of your Pew Bible. Here we learn how Joseph and Mary came to be in Bethlehem and how the birth takes place. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. At this time, we will have our pastoral prayer. Did anyone want to share anything this morning before we go to prayer? Judy. Judy shared that accident happened. At first, they didn't think she would make it, but she seems to be holding her own now, so we're very grateful for that. Anyone else? Joyce or concerns? Okay. Well, I have a joy. My joy is that I'm here with you this morning. And I have my dinner waiting to get home, but that's okay. Coming here and listening to the beautiful music and being with you is a wonderful way to start my morning. So thank you. Okay, let's bow for prayer, please. O light of the world, we come forth from the darkness into a new dawn. With the dawning of your Son, we sing forth your praise. For now the earth has a Savior, a Christ. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage to follow him faithfully through the lands of our Egypt, through the trials of doubt, through the times of persecution and testing. And Father God, we ask you to be with Haley Nicholson this day and her family. We ask you to bring your healing touch upon her. We pray that you will restore her life to fullness, and we pray that you will give them all the blessing of seeing her come back and being the person she was again. Father, help us to continue to follow you. And even as our Savior leads us, we know that he brings us the goodness and the blessing of you each and every day. For new birth, for new life, for the path ahead into final glory, we give our thanks and praise to you. For it is in your name we pray. Amen. One of my favorite times of our worship service. We will hear from our choir. And choir, I didn't get a chance to personally last night, but all of your singing was absolutely beautiful. Totally made my night. So, and I know everyone else's. So at this time, we will enjoy hearing from our choir, Silent Night, Silent World.
Peace.
Thank you so very much. Our sixth lesson will be found in Luke chapter 2. We'll be reading verses 8 to 14, and that's found on page 58. This is in which the news of the Messiah's birth is announced to the unlikely people. For those of you who were here last night, of course, you heard this with Reverend Chris's message. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. For to you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Our hymn of peace, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," number 150, verses 1 and 2. Our seventh lesson continues in Luke 2. We'll be reading verses 15 to 20, again on page 58. This is the story of when the shepherds visit the baby. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Our hymn of joy, "Away in the Manger," 147, verses 1 and 2.
Jesus, slow down these
time we will celebrate our communion. All believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of membership in this congregation, are invited to receive the bread of life and the cup of forgiveness. What we're going to do again this morning is we're going to ask you to come forward after the communion meditation and prayer, and you may come forward and we'll offer you the bread and the juice at the table. Our communion hymn is "O Little Town of Bethlehem." We'll be singing verses 1 and 2. To share this poem with you. It's called Amazing Peace. It was written by Maya Angelou. And I always get out every Christmas and read it, and I thought it's always timely, but I thought this morning there are particularly points in it. It's so timely because it mentions floods, and we've certainly had that in our community. And as always, we don't have peace. We have war. We have all kinds of problems in our world, all kinds of conflict. And I think she just says it so beautifully. So I would like to share her poem this morning. Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow, to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves, what have we done to so affront nature? We interrogate and worry God, are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Should have done that in the first place. I'm very sorry. Got it. Sorry about that. Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas comes. Stream lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence, and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulder of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now, louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. not just the absence of war, but true peace, a harmony of spirit, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We, Baptists and Buddhists, Methodists and Muslims, say, peace, come, fill us in our world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainite, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us so that we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Into the great religions of the world, we jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. All the world's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other and then into ourselves. And we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace, my soul. And now we'll have our truth.
Loving and wonderful Heavenly Father, we come to you today humbly thanking you for the most precious gift you've ever given anything or anyone, and that is the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring us salvation. Truly, it is the only thing that is important today. Amen.
While they were still eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Now, those of you who would like to take communion, if you would come forward. Our eighth lesson we will find in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14 on page 91. And this is in which God explains the purpose for this whole story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of flesh, blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord. Our invitational hymn will be Joy to the World, verses 1 and 2. So very much for coming out this morning and sharing this glorious time together. May we go out into the world with the good news of great joy. Jesus Christ is born. For our closing music, we'll be here singing Go Tell in the Mountain, verses 1 and 2 of 167.